This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. Thanks so much for listening. I don't look at the calendar anymore this time of year. I dread this day. But not because of anything that might happen. It's the whole ritual of 9/11 that I am through with. I was actually done with the whole 9/11 thing sometime between the famous and politically disastrous mission accomplished moment of George W. Bush after the Iraq invasion, and that empty announcement by Barack Obama that this feeble terrorist mastermind Osama bin Laden had been killed by Navy SEALs in Pakistan. I'm done with the whole heroes thing. Aren't we over this? The American tragedy story and the talk of America as the preeminent victim of terrorism? America isn't even close to being the most victimized nation by terrorism. If anything, we are more victim of our own domestic terrorism than from any foreign enemies, even though it's convenient and easy to fear them more than kids with guns who wander into churches to kill. I cannot deny people's grief who lost loved ones that day. I wouldn't think of it. People who were in the towers. I cannot deny the tragedy of those who couldn't make it out. But I think the 9/11ization of American life has been a kind of poison for all of us. We had our moment when the whole world was with us after 9/11, and we squandered it. We spent trillions on two wars that turned one battlefield into a killing field for ISIS and a refugee tidal wave from Syria and Iraq, and another battlefield in Afghanistan into a fragile puppet government that rules over the biggest opium crop in the history of the world. Some of that Afghan heroin finds its way into our cities, where it kills and destroys lives much more easily than flying planes into towers. I'm just done with 9/11. If you don't agree, or if you think I'm being disrespectful, I'm sorry. And I don't begrudge others' feelings about this. But I can't help feeling a little cheated by the whole thing. I can't get over this remark George W. Bush made back in 2003, trying to explain to all of us how 9/11 had changed America.
But it was very difficult to link a terrorist network and Saddam Hussein to the American soil. As a matter of fact, it was very difficult to link any attack on the American soil because prior to September the 11th, we were confident that two oceans could protect us from harm.
We spend hundreds of billions of dollars on defense, and it was the oceans that were protecting us in 2001? That was it? That was why no fancy fighter jets defended our airspace on September 11th. We bought the F-16s for show or to bomb and strafe other people. The oceans were for us. Great plan. One of my teenage daughters came to me last night worried that, as a somewhat public person, I might get in trouble if she posted this statement, she wrote, on Facebook. I grieve for the thousands of innocents who died on 9/11 if I can also grieve for the hundreds of thousands of innocent civilians who died in Iraq after 2003. I paused. Wow. Don't worry about me, I said. But if that's your experience and how you feel it, go for it. By the way, her first memory as a child on her first day of preschool on September 11th, 2001, was seeing a plane hit one of the towers, and asking her mother, who saw nothing, why a plane would do that. 14 years later, we are all still working on that question from an innocent little girl.
NYC Now delivers breaking news, top headlines, and in-depth coverage from WNYC and Gothamist every morning, midday, and evening. By sponsoring our programming, you'll reach a community of passionate listeners in an uncluttered audio experience. Visit sponsorship.wnyc.org to learn more.